For 25 years, Women with a Vision has been meeting women at the difficult intersections of life through their advocacy, supportive services, and community-based participatory research. They work with African American women, the LGBTQ community, and other people living in poverty or harmful situations. Kelly Crawford sat down with Nia Weeks, Director of Policy and Advocacy, and Program Assistant Mwende Katwiwa to talk about what's kept the organization strong for a quarter century.
All right, so we're going to start out with the question of what is something you always want to talk about when it comes with Women with a Vision, but that people often don't ask you about?
I think that there's always the assumption, you know, when we're talking about women, people like to put it within their own personal context. Because at Women with a Vision, we meet women at the intersections, right? All the different issues that women face, we meet them right there. And so people don't understand it's multi-layered. So they want that one straightforward answer, like, what is the big deal about, you know, working with women? What about and put women in one context, in one box. But it's multi-layered. So, you know, oftentimes I'd like it to be presented that way, that women are multi-layered, that the issues facing Black women are multi-layered, and have the questions kind of centered around the fact that it's multi-layered.
Yeah. Right.
And I think also the idea that there's this victimhood narrative that surrounds women, specifically low-income women and Black women, that they need to be saved, that they don't have their own agency and won't be able to do anything for themselves without some benevolent person coming in. And Women with a Vision is a group that's been in its community for over 25 years, was started as a result of seeing a real gap from those mainstream services, and has always aimed to stay in that grassroots space because we're one of the few organizations that still can do the work with the community, because we've maintained that trust and that relationship there.
Yeah, right. Tell me about what has surprised you while working at Women with a Vision from different perspectives, obviously.
Sure. You go ahead.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm one of the youngest folks at Women with a Vision, and I came to Women with a Vision straight out of college, actually. And when I was in college and in high school, I had this idea that I was going to be at the United Nations. I'm an immigrant to this country, so I'd always wanted to do international work and thought that these big organizations were really the way to do it. So I remember going to internships at the United Nations and the World Trade Center and really having to come to terms with myself and being like, this is not what I want to do with my life or how I want to do my work. And I reached this real crisis point. And then I started doing some work here and there with Women with a Vision when I was in college. And then I was like, oh, wow, like this is where I want to see myself and do this work. And a lot of that had to do with being in a space with other Black women who are doing work with Black women, right?
Mm-hmm. And Dion, we were having one of our talks, and Dion Hayward, who is our executive director, said something that resonated with me, and I actually thought about getting it tattooed on my body somewhere. But she said, we serve at the feet of those who suffer the most. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes.
Yeah, right. So knowing that policy is important in some way, shape, or form, for whatever role it plays, what is a policy that you feel like you would love to see passed or worked, knowing that you're working with these people within the community, knowing what they need, and that constantly changing and being nuanced? What would be something that you would love to see happen?
So I can assume that I understand and assume that I know because of my personal experience, you know, what the issues are and what the main things that the, you know, people that we serve need. But when you do public policy for a grassroots-led organization, it is the organization, it is the people that are served by the organization that are served, and they're the ones that push the policy. So I can't even really say, like, this is a policy I would like to move forward, because that's not even a consideration. My policy issues and what I want to do, I can do that somewhere else and then some other time in the ring.
We love to think in America about, like, trickle-down. Nothing trickles down in this country,
true,
you know?
True.
And so if you only are working on that policy level, you're not actually impacting the work that you're able to do, which is why Women with a Vision has not let go of our grassroots level work that brought us to this field 25 years ago.
And that's a privilege, right? It's a real privilege to be able to do that, because I can look at somebody and say, like, I see you as a human and I see your issue. Help me help you. And that's a privilege to be able to do that.